Monday night, early Yudalat Shvat, we're learning Shmaitza. Shmaitza Beis. We're at the end of Perek Yud Ches. The end of Shmaitza of Perek Yud Ches. The Shmaitza's Shita is that it starts off with the Ramah pointing out that the Rambam doesn't say that the daughter is kosher to kahuna, and he says taka she's not kosher to kahuna. The mother has no nemonus, and the Rambam holds when we say machshebo machshebevita, it's only the gavi mamzerus because of the magid mishnah svara. But taka to say that she's kosher to kahuna, which is an issa d'oraisa zona, with a psul of the child, is Takanat, because the bori of the mother doesn't know for the child has no cheskes kashrus, and okay, then he makes various cheshbainus. And
is it a rus or panuya? I'm sorry, I just.
What?
A rus or panuya?
Panuya. Rus or the mamza is a mamza. Even if it's a goy, it's not a mamza.
Rather. A mamza or a panuya? No, I just want to.
Panuya, who says mamza? If a mamza is boil, so the child's a mamza. Hello? Yeah, what's... Oh, yeah, I assume so. Where are you? You're upstairs? Hold on a second.
Wait,
I knew you.
So they make kind of like a split din between believing the mother, Agave, that to master the kid is not a mamzer. But we won't believe her to master the kid to the kahuna. So that's a little problem with Rashi and the Gemara, the Rav brought that the Gemara over there is clearly talking about the psulei kahuna. And Rashi says, Befeirush. So the Rava Magid says, according to the Rambam, you have to say that he disagrees with Rashi, and then he's bringing.
No, but the Rambam doesn't say anything.
No, it doesn't say anything. It's the Rava Magid explaining the Rambam, correct.
What's the issue with Kuna?
Halal? Yeah, yeah. That's right. If she lives with the wrong type of guy, so then the kid is possible to Kuna. The daughter, really, is what that's one of the Dukin.
Yes, he's at the end. He says, Rashi explains it is for kahuna, machshava, machshava bita. And his diuk is because it doesn't say zara, it only says bita. But based on the Magid Mishnah's reasoning of the din, so taket makes sense that, it makes sense. So he says at the end, the medivir of a Magid, towards the end of the parak, right before the Tvor Shor. Medivya Rav Magid and Forish Lakal Yisrael Kamoshik Safti Hainul Ravusa. That's why it says Bita and not Zara. Davogav the Bita Kivan Taka that the Psula Lakuna. Now why is she Psula Lakuna? Mechashash Nosan Mamzer. Now I don't know why that's necessarily true, because it could be a goy. A goy would also make the daughter Pusul to Kahuna. Amos Al Kadaitach the Mahaitaimanami Tifsul Lakal Yisrael. So I don't know what I don't know whether Shmaitz is correct. The Gemara, the Maizi is right, because it's the Gemara's Lashon, that there's a Cheshash Nosen Umamzer. But, so for the Gemara, it's Mashma, it's a problem of Psul Kol. But the truth is, because the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about that the Cheshash is Nosen Umamzer, in Rabbi Yeshua. Lemi pionu chayin ereizu becheskos nosen umamzer shtavirai ledvareo. So if that's the chashash, I don't know why it would be if the problem is kahuna. So who says the chashash is nosen umamzer? The chashash could be a guy. But I'll compone him if there's a chashash nosen umamzer, he says the way the Mishnah says, I guess there's a chashash nosen umamzer also. So we have good reason to say the Mahaitaima Nami Tifsa Lakal Yisrael.
A Nakin would make a mamzer?
What? Nosson
or Mamzer?
Yeah, don't worry. Nosson is a Nosson. The equivalent of the Mamzer.
Okay.
For all intents and purposes, the Mamzer is the Rabbanon. Okay. Now's not the time to go into the union of Nosson. It's like a Mamzer. They always go together all over Shas, Nosson and Mamzer. So you're saying it's like a Chiddush. In other words, if the Chashash would be Nosson and Mamzer, so. And you're saying for Kahuna you take apostle, that means you are chayshish for Nosson u'Mamzer, but then she should be apostle to come into Klal Yisrael also. But for that you're saying machshebo machshebo bita. So that's a chiddush. Lo yitachin the bechashash echad yuchshar lezeh v'loy lezeh. And then he brings a raya from Matvur Shor that you don't say something which is contradictory. So we said, well, first of all, why not? Many times we say yenemon. To this degree, you're nemon to say this, but you're not nemon to say that. The Tvor Shor is talking about mamasha, an inherent contradiction, which is soisa minei ubei. It doesn't make sense. We have half an animal, a guy shechted seven animals, and one is a trefa, you don't know which one. Two and a half were poirish, and four and a half are kavua. So, really, you should be matir the ones that were poirish, called the poirish, meruba poirish. Right, only one's a trefa. So you should say two and a half are kosher, because called the parish meruba parish, and the four and a half that are kavua are also, because called kavua kamatzal matzal domi. So the Tvor Shor says that you can't say that on a half an animal. So you're going to have to answer the one that was parish too, or else it's like a joke. How can you? That's the Tvor Shor. You can't have an animal that's half kosher, half trefa. But to say that you're Nemon to this degree and not to that degree, especially here, I repeat, where you could have a goy is perfectly kosher, loving, bakal.
Or
a and the kids
or
also, are, yeah, well, that's all right.
So
Shmaitz is schwer. Anyway, but that's a Shmaitz is sushtel. Kagam the cause of Betvua Shor, Betrefish and Asarva Ben Aksheros. The Chetzia Piresh and Chetzia's Kavua. Here for Piresh, called the Parish Meruba Parish, and here for Kavua. The Philo Oyster Shapirish Asura, Kim the Chetzia Shanisha Machanus Asura, Im Kain Chetzia Shapirish, Namayot, the 11 Mila Dramon and Kachucha. It shouldn't be a joke. Ayin Shah. Im Kain Hochinami. I don't understand the whole. Okay, it's even better. I don't understand the whole Shmaitz. I don't understand the Tzustel. Okay. So maybe here also it's like a joke. So you don't do it. That's what the Shmaitz means. You can't. The Shmaitz is not interested. They like to, just saying the bottom line can't be. It shouldn't be that the bottom line should not be able to be that she's apostled to Kahuna and Kashalovi Bukol. Maybe also because of Chuchat Lula. This is a joke. Maybe he means Taka because of that. He's just interested in the bottom line now. He's not interested in the Arisa, the Rabbonans. He's saying the bottom line can't be a split. But it's not Sushtel. There it's a split into half an animal. You can't have half an animal cut, half an animal drape. Here, you could have a woman that's. The girl could be kosher loving b'kohol, and not allowed to marry a kohen. It's not a kasha at all.
That's why Yaakov was trying to answer that maybe it's a raya to a different point, but it's a little hard to hear.
But the Shmaitzer means that.
Shmaitzer
is asking as a kasha.
No,
he's a raya. He's bringing a raya.
Yeah, he's saying that maybe.
He's trying to. He says,
all of this is you might think.
Ki haigav mekasim tumor shor, right?
Yeah.
Could be referring to the idea that it's a rebusa.
Yeah.
Or it could be a raya that Mikra did. You can't have
Chiyagama means we find a similar idea in the Tvor Shor that you can't have a psak that's half and half. Obviously, it's different because here it's a. You're saying it is mutter l'maisa. He's just saying it's a chiddush. Obviously, he's not comparing it totally to
the habit. So it's only bringing a rav that's more sure that it's a rehusa.
Yeah, but it's not even a tzushtel at all. Okay. I mean, the Shmaitz himself says it's not like that, and she is kosher lo mibukol. Right? He's obviously saying it's not like the Tvor Shor, but it's a. Okay. Vim kein ochinami avol gab de bas psula lekuna mechashash noson amamzer vil ochi lekal yisor sharia vachem b'mishnosenu am rabbi shu arizu b'cheskos bula lenoson amamzer mashma demayri lekal yisro. Okay. The fact that Rabbi Shua is talking about Noson Umamzer is mashma like the Rambam, like the Magen Mishnah, that's what we're concerned with here. And we're only being machshir to vote to Klal Yisrael, meaning that we're not. Yeah, that we're saying she's kosher lo b'kol. We're not saying she's kosher l'kuhuna. Shemochi a Rambam behul chaysov, lo hevi hechsher abas l'kuhuna, ela l'kal Yisrael. So that's what he says. What? I don't know what you want.
After he brings the Tvor Shor, he says, he can't have enough.
Yeah.
So what?
So that means the Shmaitz.
Support that you can make the split between the Tvor Shor.
Okay, you want to learn it like that? Good. That's not what he's saying. I don't know why we're arguing. He's saying it's not like the Tvor Shor. He's bringing the Tvor Shor as the reason it would be a chiddush. He's saying it's not like the Tvor Shor because he himself is saying it's not like that. It's just that's why it's a chiddush. Because you would think it's like the Tvor Shor. That's what the Shmaitzer said. You would think it's like the Tvor Shor. His point is to say it's a chiddush. I think the Tvor Shor b'chlal is not megeya. He might as well leave out, for my part, he should leave out the old Tvor Shor. And just say, you might think that you would, the reason it says kosher lekuna by Noson Umamzer is because you would think she's possible since you are chayshish Noson Umamzer l'gabi kahuna. Bringing in the Tvor Shor is just confuses the matters. Because he himself says it's not like the Tvor Shor. It's only a reason it's a chiddush. To say that he gufa means that it's like the Tvor Shor because the Tvor Shor just says it's a.
Not it's for the book.
All right, you want to learn like that in the Shmaitzer, fine. I don't think that's what he means. Okay? It doesn't read that way.
He had the same kashas as the Rav, in other words, so it doesn't make sense.
It's okay, I don't feel bad. It's fine. I'm not. I have no proprietary rights. Now, I want to stop here and learn something. It's very interesting. There's a huge problem here, it seems. I was looking around. There's a huge problem, which I don't know how much we can get into it. It's a very practical, huge problem. He brings down here. The Shmaitz is assuming that the daughter is possible to kahuna. And this is based on a lot of Gemaras and Asar Yuchsin and Kedushin. And Adarabi, he's saying the mother's not Neman to be Machshir the child to kahuna. So they bring down the Rambam is Mashma that a goy as Bia with the Israelis. Child is kosher lekuna. The Rambam in Perek Tzvav. Kosher lekuna. This has nothing to do with the Shmaitzer. I mean, the Shmaitzer is making an assumption here.
It says Perek.
Perek Tzvav halachi yiralef. The Rambam says here. The Rambam says pnuya shenasamra miznus. Right, that's our case. Omer lo mahu obrazel. Im Omra ben kosher hu uli Yisrael nivalti arezu nemenes va ben kosher
kosher l'ma
avo bisha roi v'ir shazunza bo psulim
kosher l'ma. See, according to the Shmaitzer, he's
on kosher l'kaha. So, right, kosher l'kaha. So the Magen Mishnah says This is Shtuki Baduki. Goy the Eved al Bo'al Bas Yisrael. Havlat kosher, bein bepnuya, bein beish yasish, bein boinus, bein berotzen. Says the Magen Mishnah, v'yesh misha kosav shem yolda bas, again, a goy had relations with a woman, a Jewish woman. So we know the woman's, the child's kosher. You follow the mother. So he brings the Magen Mishnah brings down a machlekes rishonim about kahuna, and the Ramban says it's a safek. It's a machlekes, and the Ramban says it's a safek. And if she ends up marrying a kohen, you don't make him give a get. So they bring down here that the something in din, but it seems they learn in the Rambam hold it's even kosher. So that would be a good reason for the Ram. You know, she doesn't even have to say the kosher nivalti. But I guess, wait a second, but if you nival to a nosin or a mamzer, the kids are mamzer. If you nival to a goy, the kids are even kosher to kahuna. That's the Rambam's shita. Wait. It's a machlokes. It's a Mishnah Melech holds the Rambam's posel. It's taka shaila. It's a good idea. It's a shaila. Could be again, unfortunately. So now I want to learn a Pivega. There's a choice of Pivega about this Indian, so I printed it out. I didn't print out enough, of course. So you look in together. So, wait, who needs a page two?
It's two pages, is that
no? It's two pages.
Two pages.
And you have two pages. You have page two or page one?
Now we have
okay. So I have another one. We'll learn a choice of Kvega and we'll see like a real life shaila and see how we dealt with it. Simon Sadek Aleph. It is this case. Uvda Bolifonai, Poiki was poisoned. That's where Kvega was the rub. Pnuya, we had a single girl. Shaharasal was Nunim. Benissus Laish, she got married, the Yolda Bas.
The same guy?
We don't know. Oh. What do you think? She was pregnant as a single girl. She married a man and she had a daughter. This child, the Ubu, was a daughter. And the Baal raised her like his daughter. Nobody, he's going to talk about it. Meanwhile, no one said anything. They got married, a shotgun wedding, and the daughter was born 4 months later, whatever.
Shotgun wedding.
She got, the girl grows up, she went out on a date, they fell in love, tomorrow night's divorce, and someone chap, what's going on here, the guy was a koyim, and this girl is, what is this girl? Who's this girl? Mushalti, Muteris Lakoyim. Ksubas Parakamba, Atlay Tevin Uvda, Adika Reif Ksherim, Abu Baroif Psulim, Vaimeres Lakosha Nivalti, Lakatil Lakinosi Lakoyan. Milye Shloimar, so Mekinega's first thought, why is it Reif Psulim? It was a Pnuya, it doesn't say okay.
That'd be unusual, no?
Maybe it was Rav Goyim. Maybe most people in Poland were Goyim. She says, she didn't say the Lakosha Nivalti, meanwhile. We'll see the story unfolds, maybe. Maybe Heino Lagabi Atzmo, Shaykh Lachmer Lachatchila. Maybe the Gemara is Machmer Lachatchila, Lagabi her marrying a Koyim. Abba Lagabi Bito, maybe Adrabu were more Makil. And Bosel Lahachmik, and there's only a Chumra. Atmoy Tevenuvdo, Adika Reif Ksherim. So, the Gabi, the child, if you're going to be Machmish, and we lamin the Dvoreho, Memela tetzorech leposlo mikol. If you're going to be machmir lechatchila, what does the Gemara say? By roif psulim, we're machmir lechatchila, and we don't listen to hara lekosher neval. We're machmir by roif psulim at least. Even though in Gamliel the Gemara says man the machshir filo b'roif psulim, but atloy tevenuvda don't paskin alocha lemaisa. At least lechatchila not. But by the child, lechatchila is b'diavad. If you go lechatchila, then you can't marry anybody. Because the child, because the shtuki is also to marry anybody. Shtuki in the rabbanon is a suffix mamzer.
Right?
A shtuki is also to marry anybody. That's a gemara in Asori Yuchsim. Asori Yuchsim Olam Yibodol. It's on the list in the Gemara Kiddushin. And it's on the list of the Mishnah and Kiddushin. It's not allowed to marry anybody. The only thing, Stuki can't marry anybody.
Another Stuki?
Marry another Stuki.
Okay.
The only thing that can save a Stuki is Abishol. Abishol, or you call a Stuki Baduki. She can say the question about it. But if you can't say the. So you're not going to be Machmir by Roy Psulim, that you can't say the question about it, because that would consign her to not being able to marry anybody. So until the Chatchila turns into a huge B'dievet. You want to say lechatchila, you know, but it's very b'diavad, because now she can't marry anybody. So that's what he suggests. V'zahavi diavad, k'damina gabi orez v'aruz sasoy, v'chivan d'tzrich monu l'amina l'gabi kohol, m'meila k'shera gam l'kuna di'yev shu l'chalik b'neya. So the Gregor's first one. Apparently she was saying l'kosha l'valti. I guess, I don't know, maybe we'll see as the story unfolds. She was saying l'kosha l'valti. He says, first of all, she's Nemon, Legabe Kol, she's for sure Nemon. He's saying, because even if it's Roy Psulim, because or else it's Kol, he's not going into the reason. He's saying, even by Roy Psulim, he's dealing with a practical thing. The Gemara says, by Roy Psulim, Lechatchila, you don't listen to her. So he's saying, when it comes to the child, the Lechatchila is a B'dievet. Because then she can't marry anybody. So al korchoch, you will believe the mother, and once you're believing her that she's kosher lovoy b'kohol, you're going to believe her maybe legabe kuna also.
Is that called a suffix mamzer when it's rov psulim?
It's a suffix mamzer because she's a stuki.
No, but we have rov psulim.
The pnuya shazinsa.
Right.
It's a suffix mamzer without rov psulim. It's a suffix mamzer. Stuki is a suffix mamzer.
I'm wondering how he's learning rov psulim.
If that was the case.
I know, so was it still part of Suffolk Mamzer Mutu Duraisa or no?
He's not going into that. He's not going into that. He doesn't say the Magad Mishnah Svara. He's dealing with the Gemara that you can say Lakosha Nevalti, but you don't Soymech on her Lakosha Nevalti Lachatchila. You're not Soymech on her Lakosha Nevalti Lachatchila when it's Roy Psulim. Here it's obviously was Roy Psulim. Maybe both people in Posen were Goyim, so it's Roy Psulim. But she's never to say the caution about. She says, "V'ef, let him talk." V'af she nasuru lakuna, k'sheru lakol. You could split it up very easily. He says, "You're going to zinsem nachri, the kaimel on the beat the pogum lakuhuna." That's what he assumes now at this point, that the child, the daughter, cannot marry a kohen. K'sheru lakol, mikoma gomlo palginan dibura lamina lachatzoyim. We're not going to make a palgina. The main of Tamamu Dvareo, the Lakoshin of Alti, a total kosher, probably a husband, the guy she married, have a Dibura command the lesser. So it's like there's no Baduki. Shtuki Baduki, there's no Baduki. The Melika Hashash, the Nibalola Mamzer, because he's back to being a Shtuki. A Shtuki is also Midrabana, because of a Hashash Mamzer. But the Abika Psulu Lakol. So it's Rechamon of Lahamu Dvareo. Even the mamina lo memelo k'shera lakuna. Umad dehilo tinase l'koyen. She would be also to a koyen if it's right to him. V'loy amrina kivin the mamina lo dvareha l'gabi bito. Memelo gam hi k'shera lakuna also. Because then you do say a palgina. L'gabi the daughter she's never, not l'gabi herself. That's a very normal palgina. So if one of the l'gabi tre gufe, when it comes to two different people, palginan dibura, that's a very normal palginan. You're never the gabi the daughter, you're not never the gabi yourself. Mm-hmm. אבל בחד גופה על הבאס לא יפלגין הדיבור על המין הלחצוי ובפשוט לא נראה שלא זה כיוון הבי שמואל שכל סוף זה הלושן כשהבלד כושר לכוהו whenever the blood's kosher lekol, kosher lekam lekoyim. Yeshu lechalek b'neihem. Goyin afilu b'roi mamzerim, even if there would be roi mamzerim in the city, v'yoy meres lekosher nevalti, kosher avlan afilu lekuna.
Why?
Then you can't split it up. You don't split it up.
That's one goof, no? I don't get it. It's one goof.
Yeah, so you don't split it up.
Omnam lefiza
yikshem imashikotam b'shmul shom miyum higrusha shayach bevlad gamkein tchila udiyeved yishem koyin ba'olero. And the child is a chalala. The name of gamkein loy palgina. Or what? Dim tamin l'dvareh, tamin b'kula. Dim loy tamin b'dibur k'man b'lesu v'mele t'yepsu v'lekom shim salik mamzer. But the koyin b'shmul says not like that. Vaday ain't loma de mari bimeristam la kosher nevalti. Maybe you'll say, maybe it's talking about, she's not saying to this guy, but the kosher. Ubulosu ze nichla urakshalo nivala l'apostle, hailolona nochri beloy la mamzer, ubuze iyevshal mithla dibura, awa begrusha chayshina shemi mikoyen, because the word la kosher nevalti doesn't mean not a koyen. She says Lakoshin of Alti doesn't mean not a Kohen, so maybe that's why. Ramiya's like the Yev Shaloim came. When came Rimeris Lakoshin of Alti, he had a lot posel to call. The Shemel Lakoroiv Nivalo, maybe she was Nival to her relative. Ugam came Bechal Kosher, he's a Kosher Jew. But Batsrusa who Kosher, and we're going to be no posel. El Al Korcha the Lakoshin of Alti, I don't need the Kosher law. Came in mail and nichol bezer shenibel al mishein a koyim. Come on by yidin of the grusha cover by Yishmuel the shayach and blad gamkin kilu b'yavet. Hashem nitzis leiseitza. The name of the b'dibura l'koshin of alti l'nimadim is a koyim afilu d'yavet teitza kibud al kabori. El al karchel to b'med doimeres l'koshin of alti hain a kosher lo abaloi l'koyim. The name of one is al gina d'ibura. Then nearly the kavanas of Bishmul kach. The rabbi chashash nochri yishloim with the bita tinosi lechatchilo. Even the medina boil bori the dollar gabe habas. That's a reason. That's because machshebo bita. So he's learning the bori helps for the bas. Ela de lechatchilo leiteverub de bzeh. Even the blavoch he have replaced him really the nochri abal bas Yisrael. Ain a vlad pogum lekahuna. Oh, that's what he's learning. The Mashmah Mestimus or Rambam because of the Vlad Kosher, why because of the Pogum of Kahuna? The Rambam of Mulchama is because of the Nisus Lekoyim like Teitzei, because of the Mishmul Halacha, is a Yishmul that's a Chatzimul Adin and Uvda. The Biyoisa Yishmul that's a place from the Sabri, the Kaimun, the Vlad Pogum of Kahuna, Yishmul Durak with the Rabbana. Neos died near the Lachari the Kenu, and it's only the Rabbanon. If a guy is boil a Jewish woman, that the daughter is puzzled to a Kayan is only with the Rabbanon, he said. The Lachari is with Moya. I should go to the Taisha Sefer Kamadi Abom, as I just feel like Rabbi Yechon. No, we've ever all bought Bas Yisrael of Lad Mamzer. After the Bias Machri, there's not even a Bias of Yeraisa. We call it called Mamzer, like Talia, but Bias Het there. LBH boy Havoy Allah. Mamzer is a totally intrinsic kedusha. Not even a nis of the heter. So even if it's not a nis of the arisa, it'll be nibbled by a guy technically. But kedusha is not typhus, so the male it produces a mamzer, according to that mandiyama. But we don't pass
like
that.
Right, but according to that mandiyama, we need mamzer to arisa?
Yeah. He has a whole cheshbon, so then why isn't... This is a typical thing. Anyway, he has a whole cheshbon. Go on page Reish Mem Aleph. Oh, no, no, you don't have this, these pages. The other paragraph, Akivit Shekane Glahavi Rak Drabonon. Skip to there. So he's saying, you know, it's likely that even if you hold the Vlad cannot marry a Kohen, it's only with the Rabbonon. So Akivit Shekane Glahavi Rak Drabonon is Lemme de Bezel Loy Amrino, not Loy Tevet Uvdo. So the Gemara, this is like so cheshbendik. So when the Gemara says that you don't listen to her if it's Roy Psulim, the Chatchila, maybe the Gemara is only talking about a Nisad D'Oraisa, not a Nisad D'Rabbanan. The Gemara is only talking about Mamzerus. The Gemara is not talking about the Psul Kahuna, which at worst is only D'Rabbanan. Thus, really, La Bishmuel, the Bas Muteris, the Chatchila, the Koyin. The whole Lekal Mechas, the Nivel, the Mamzer, the Koroy. You came to Yapsul Lakal, Babin Dievet. The Lokos to Nivel al Nokri is only a pogum to Rabbonon, the Lahabi Poiskim Athilu pogum Lahavi. So we're not going to be Chayshish Lachatchila. This is very again nowadays, Mr. Kivager, because you have this all the time that you have a single girl becoming pregnant, and even if she says Lakoshin Avalti, so you want to know if it's a daughter, could the daughter marry a Kayan? This happens. Anyway, he ends up. Okay, there's too much cheshbonos. It's not our style nowadays. Back and forth and back and forth. Look at the last paragraph. You'll see a koyach of a poisik. The Yosalon of Yuzed, the Benitim Didan, in our case, the Das of Beishmuel, Mahani Bori Dohaim, Lechud, Lahakshe Abbas Lechatchila. Vachi Mashma Medivia Bar Tanura, Soy Perakamu Dixubis. Videu Das Ashoyel Beshel Lechubis Haramah. This is the Ramah that the Shmaitz brings down. And with the Mikomaka Chresha Ramah, Heshav Shom Lechumra. Today says you got the Ramah says Lechumra. That the mother's not Naaman to say that the child can marry a Kayan. Man sofik uman rakia lahokel. I guess that's a nice poetic lotion. Ach benitim didan, maybe the Rambo would be more than our case. The hu omer bori gam ken diminehu. Here we have the man saying it's from me also.
No. It's a regular, but how does he know it's from him?
I don't know, that's a good question. Well, Zay Yeshlaima, the Af, Rabbi Shua Matir, the Dermina Chodo de Kamoy, the Bezay Yeshlis Mochlokal Afilu de Chatchila. So, well, okay, so in Kivager. It's very again, it's like a real case like we have nowadays. This happens every month. I'll bet there's something like this. I don't know, every month. How many kahanim are around? But this is something that's not uncommon. Because there's plenty of Pnuyish Ibrus, unfortunately. And, okay, nowadays they just have an abortion, but the lace, you don't have to worry about the daughter marrying anybody.
Organization
but those days, they didn't get an abortion so fast. Even when I was in Muncie, they didn't get an abortion so fast. So they have the kid.
What is the psak at the end?
Mutter. If he and her both say.
Oh, they both say.
And it's from him. So he wants to say like this. You're mitzareif. Why? I'm still not so sure why he calls it Roy Psulim. Not so sure why. Why he calls it Roy Psulim? Oh, because it's Goyim.
Right,
but he says, first of all, with the Tsar of the Sheetus, that the daughter's not even possible to Kahuna. And she is, and you believe her, like I'm a Gamliel. I, it's Roy Psulim. She's saying, in the Isser, in her Isser, in the child's Isser to the Koyen, we don't have to be Machmir. First of all, we're not Machmir when it comes to the child marrying the Kohol. But that's very important to say, that the child is b'dievet. It's not shaykh to be machmer l'chadchila to the child. To say the child to mamzer is b'dievet. So for the child, she's going to be nemon to say l'koshin avalti. So he's saying one can say because of that, she's never going to be kuna also. And then the shittas that the child b'chalal, it's not even right to them, that the child is kosher the kahuna, even if she was nibbled by a guy. So you just really have to worry about mamzerus.
So are we saying that the guy is bari?
No, she married someone. She got married to a guy at a shotgun wedding.
And he said, all that, the Ramah still says usher. It's only because of the point.
Well, he's suggesting that the Ramah would be mighty here.
Only because in the end. Because the fault for these old.
But he's asking, how can he be a bari? It's not an Aurus. You know, look at the Aurus. Maybe they live together. But here, it was a regular case with a boy and a girl. They're engaged. How could he know for sure it was from him? So nowadays, they would take a DNA test. How would this be handled nowadays?
Yeah, but like you said, we
first of all, you could be Simon Chaim Kivega. Now, here's Chaim Kivega with a regular case, and it's a pretty short tshuva. And you see, in Eretz Yisrael, it might not be Roy Pulit. It might not be Roy Fisherer. It might, what? If you have more Jews, it might not even be Roy Psulim. Lagabe Kahuna. It might not even be Roy Psulim. If you live in a Jewish city, so it's. And she's Tama Pneya Shebras, it's not even Roy Psulim. It might even Roy Psulim. But you need two rows. See, that's the. Lachatkhila, you need two rows. But then again, that's you'll say that to marry in the Klal Yisrael, it's already called with the Eved, it's not called Chachila. So you don't even need two. Two roles would mean that most of the city is Jewish, and most of the people in Tachana Merkazit, the people traveling through the city, are also mostly Jewish. But the difference if it's in Ramla, or Yerushalayim, or Ramallah. You don't want to get on a bus to Ramallah by mistake.
Mom's a b'di'evit means that he cannot marry.
If you can't marry anybody, it's called b'di'evit. I know you don't think so, but we'll talk to your wife.